Hello again, and welcome back to Ezeoku Speaking Truth. As we kick off a new year, we also kick off a new school semester, and this ties into our next episode of the podcast that looks at the African Artists Foundation program titled YECA. YECA stands for Youth Empowerment Through Contemporary Art, and it's an initiative that teaches art to secondary school students in Lagos, Nigeria. We're joined by Mr. Olenka Songotoye and Udo Christopher Emmanuel, who will talk us through the work that YECA has done over the last few years, its impact on the community, and its future long-term plans.
My name is Olenka Songotoye. I'm the general manager and as well the gallery manager at African Artists Foundation. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Udo Christopher Emmanuel. I am the creative and technical assistant at African Artists Foundation. It's really lovely to be here talking about YECA. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
So, Mr. Yinka, if you could tell us what exactly YECA is and the type of work that it does.
So YECA is an initiative by African Artists Foundation, which was developed in 2014, and with the acronym Youth Empowerment Through Contemporary Art. It is meant to teach art in Nigerian public schools, secondary schools to be precise. And we started the initiative with Yuba Secondary School in Mushin with the aim to accommodate at least 20 students based on the resources available in the public schools. So we visited Yuba Secondary School. We got approval from the Ministry of Education, the state government, and the targeted district, which will include mainland and the island districts. We started with Mushin. We were able to teach 40 students, which is 20 in each school, in two schools in Mushin. And then we moved onto the island where we taught at Isaleko Grammar School and the Guest Senior Secondary School on the island, 20 students in each school. Then also we went to Ajegunle, which is under Ojo local government. And there we found a compound of schools. Like, so we had 16 schools in this compound. So then we had to select two students from each school. And we taught them for every weekend, every Saturday for 3 months to observe the pilot program in 2014. So it ran over from 2014 to 2015. It went well. And also the aim is to, at the end of the day, be able to develop the curriculum for art in Nigerian secondary school, and which gradually we are achieving. Because also the aim is to hand Nigerian students, Nigerian youth, a skill that can sustain them, whether they're specializing in art or not.
Chris, could you tell us a little bit more about the amount of time that you spend in each of these schools? I know that from the initial pilot program to the one that is currently running now, there's been a change. If you could just talk to us about that.
So yeah, the 3 months was just for the pilot episode. I think after the opening of the program, which is YECA, we decided to, you know, keep it shorter so that we can reach a lot of other schools. So what we do now is actually have programs 2 weeks for each school. So every, like, two weeks in a month, we are in a school trying to teach these kids art. That's how the structure is right now. So the first day is more of like the introduction of whatever we're teaching them. Say, for instance, we want to teach them sculpture. We teach them the processes, the theoretical aspect of things. And at some point, we get to get into the practicals at the beginning stage on that first weekend. Then the second weekend is to kind of solidify what we learned the past week and kind of make products based on whatever we're teaching them. For instance, if we're teaching them sculptures, we would actually make sculptures and all these art pieces, all these educational materials would be exhibited in the next big exhibition that African Artists Foundation has. So that has been the structure so far. The first week, we get to give them an introduction to arts, show them the different ropes in terms of whatever skill we're teaching them for that whole period. And the second week is to solidify what we have learned and kind of, you know, create materials for exhibition in a near future.
Thank you, Chris. And also to add to that, during the pilot program, we also engage, which is also part of the plan, to engage established artists to also give their quota and teach art, what they specialize on, what they do. Like we've got Cyrus Kabir, who does this glasses from scraps. So using what the students can possibly find in the environment to create art. So Cyrus Kabir is a Kenyan. He did his residency with African Artists Foundation at the period. So he was part of the pilot program for YECA. Also, we engaged Medina Doga, who is a female photographer, who was based in Lagos here. Then also she taught photography. We engaged also Benedict Cousin, who is a documentary photographer. She was based in Lagos, and she did a photo walk with this student, and also some photographers, Jide Odukoya, Bayo Moboriowo. We had amazing group of artists that taught even within the period of the pilot program for YECA, who taught the students. So we want to make it, part of the YECA signature that when we teach art, apart from, our in-house coordinator and facilitator who can teach the art, we plan to engage all these professional established artists. Like the last one we had at the Saleko Grammar School this year, we engaged Genevieve Aken, also helped and assist with Tie and Die with the student. And also this year, what we did at the Surulere Secondary School, we engaged Imao Dumabe, who is a mixed media artist who draws and mixes with prints and all that, and talks to them drawing, so that we try to expose the student to what is actually real, what's beyond the four walls of the classroom. So that's the structure anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mr. Inka. Okay, so to clarify, the pilot program was 3 months long, but moving forward, you've engaged with the students for 2 weeks at a time, just so that you can kind of increase that engagement. The kids, so are they within a certain age group, or does it tend to vary?
So it's from age 12 to like 18, which is within the age bracket that can be found in secondary school. So but basically, when we did the pilot program, it was from SS2 downward. So we did not include SS3 students because of the exam preparation, like the final year exam, so not to interfere.
So the feedback from the kids have been, so far, been really, really amazing. So I know that anytime we get to a school and we trying to set up and teach these kids things, they are always really excited to be part of whatever we're doing. I think the most satisfying aspect of YECA for me, and I think it is too for Olainka, is the fact that these kids pay attention and are really, really intrigued by the things they are learning. So you can see from their eyes, like those, like, you know how they say the eyes tell you things. You can see from their eyes that glitter of, oh, fascination, trying to learn things, trying to get this information so that they can use it for the future aspect of things. I know the last year car activity we had, we went to Ajegunle to teach them performative art with Hemnes Yele, who was an artist in residency at African Artist Foundation some months ago. And these kids were, this was something out of the blues for them because they are very, very used to, you know, dancing the Nigerian hip style kind of dances. But when they got to experience Hemnes, who is a very spiritual dancer and who digs deep to, you know, perform, I think it was a transformative experience for them because they were really intrigued by it. They put in their minds into it. So for Yeka, all the experiences I have had, and I'm sure it will be the same with Mr. Yinka, these kids are really, really ready and open to learning these different things. And I'm sure there have been success stories from this, really.
Yes, yes. I think part of the success of Yeka has seen in the student carrying on after the program with them. Because I've gotten a couple of students that were interested in the drawing after the class we had with them, with Imao Dumade. My DP on WhatsApp, some made portraiture, they made the drawings and sent to me. I was happy. And every other drawings that they did, they keep sending because they requested for my number, you know, for follow-up, and I gave them. So each time they do their drawings, they send it to me to examine for them and to pass comment. It shows that they are so keen to do something and, you know, to do something for themselves. And, you know, it's been so amazing. So amazing. So the tie and die. Some asked me where they could get the material, you know, which I was happy to, you know, to take them through where they can get the material and what other things that they could do. These are, you know, interesting and amazing feedback from the class.
That's really exciting to hear. I think there's nothing better than when kids are so involved that even after the period of education, they want to keep doing it themselves. And it's great that they're contacting you for feedback as well. I find that it's really important that kids start with art at a young age, because it really does, as Chris was saying before, impact how they move forward with other things in life. It's a different way of thinking, different way of problem solving, different sort of skills that they need to learn and engage with. Speaking of that, do you guys find that there's any feedback from the teachers or the schools just in general regarding the Yeka program?
So yeah, just to add to what you were saying earlier, yeah. Precious, I think, you know how we always talk about art and how art can make a person cultured. And because what we are doing with Yeka is kind of not just giving them tools to, you know, build and create sustainable businesses for themselves through art, but also to give them education through art, because art in its way has a way to refine people, to make them think deeply about their environment and to make them, you know, connect the dots in terms of self-expression, coexistence, and coming together as a society in general. So far, the feedback from the teachers have been really good. I know from the last Lagos Photo, a school we had worked with at Ajegunle, they came over to African Artists Foundation, and they were really, really taken aback as to what we are doing with students. And that for the school and the teachers was a very, very intriguing experience, because they got to learn new things, learn about the exhibitions we had during the Lagos Photo. So I'm sure we're going to talk more about that later during this discussion. But the teachers are always very appreciative of the time spent with them and always encourage their students to, you know, take advantage of us while they can, and always reach out to us when we are gone.
Yes, our feedback from the teachers too have been really amazing. Like Mrs. Wiry, she's the art teacher at the Tulare Secondary School where we did the YECA. She has my number and she keep, you know, giving me updates about the performance, like ever since we came, and that the students, they've been, you know, their performance has been so great. Because within the little time we have with them, we're able to teach them packaging, we're able to teach them, you know, the drawing. So it's, the woman keep updating me like every now and then, and you know, I think it's a good comment on that.
That's good to hear, definitely good to hear. I think Chris, you were saying earlier that YECA students participated in Lagos Photo. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please, this year? What was that participation like?
Okay, before now, we feel it'd be good to let them see, you know, the how big art can be and can be celebrated. And especially when, you know, they also carry it on, how professionally it can be showcased. So during the, after the pilot program, then we brought them to see Lagos Photo. Then I remember we took them to Freedom Park and we engaged them with photography workshop and photo work with the outdoor prints that we had exhibited then, which was amazing. So this year, we were able to also bring over the Ajegunle, Bola Ige precisely, Bola Ige Millennium Secondary School, Ajegunle students. We were able to bring them to see the photo festival. We took them to Alliance Francaise to see the exhibition by Antonio Bayoni. So they were amazing. It's a story that, you know, can relate with. It's about the popular Lotto game, you know, that's everywhere here in our community. So they were so glad to see how everything was set and displayed. So I believe it changed their orientation, you know, from the way they even gazed at the exhibition. So from then, we took them to see the outdoor exhibition at Palomo Roundabout. The still images from the making of the movie Things Fall Apart. So they were able to connect, you know, to that as well, Things Fall Apart and the images. So we were with them. I gave them, you know, the exhibition tour and the roundabout, the outdoor exhibition. Then we brought them over to the African Artists office, the headquarters here in Victoria Island, for their performance. Like Chris mentioned, they were engaged in performance at dance performance, which MS taught them. And we also feel it would be good for the public to see what the students have learned within the short period of time. During this photo festival, we have, you know, large audience and different people from different countries, and, you know, coming to see the exhibition and to see the program. So we thought it's a good opportunity to also showcase the skill and the talent of this young one. We know, you know, the memory will last long for them, and they can see that, you know, they can see prospects in arts as well, as even as a career. Like we told them that engaging them in YECA is not to make them an artist, it's not to make them drop, you know, their desired career, but, you know, we feel arts can also be a tool for them to achieve their dream and to be able to, you know, get to the peak of their career. So they came and they did the performance on the stage before MS main performance. I think it was a wonderful experience for them. They even went at the time that they had to leave, they were like, they wanted to be coming here every day, you know. But, you know, it shows that they found it interesting. That was what we were to do with that.
Yeah. Just to add to what Mr. Yinka said, the key thing about Gekka is not to give the students tools to, you know, use art to tell their own story, to change the world around them, and also to, you know, get value in terms of monetary aspects and also the impact it would give to society. This year's festival was really centered on memory and how we as a collective can, you know, put together things that we have seen in the past in order to use them to make a better future. Their performance this year at the Lagos Photo was heavily centered around society and the vices around them. And this was an amazing performance because it was very timely in terms of the interpretation of their dance and what they were speaking about. So as Mr. Yinka said, the experience was really, really, really great for them because they got to not only move around the major art hubs in Lagos, but also to come to a space at our space, African Artists Foundation, to show that they know how to use art as a tool to changing society and to helping themselves. So I think Mr. Yinka, who has been the head of Yeka since its inception in 2014, should be given applause because he has really dedicated all his years, all the years to, you know, making sure that art education thrives and that these kids have something to go with. And I think the impact has actually been really, really good. Yeah.
Absolutely, Mr. Yinka. From everything that I'm hearing, it seems like a labor of love, an important part of community building, education. I think it's such a necessary program that I hope can happen as a model in more places. Always good for kids to sort of see an alternative way of thinking, an alternative way of being, and kind of approaching things. So I've really learned a lot today. I'm very excited to kind of see where Yeka goes. Do you guys have any future plans that you can tell us about for Yeka?
The aim is to be able to create a curriculum and also to be able to take this program in all over Nigeria. So our plan, again, is to do more beyond Lagos for next year. We want to try and also see, you know, how we can establish that program in another, you know, neighboring two states. You know, we want to be taking the states, you know, one after the other, because we've done for 2 years in Lagos now. So we want to give the other states the benefits as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yinka. Thank you, Chris. This has been really inspiring. And I hope all the successes in the future for Yeka. And I'm sure it will definitely make a difference to arts education in Nigeria.
Thank you so much, Precious. I'd like to also include that, you know, this WAI Foundation, and we welcome support from individuals to make, you know, this thing a success and established program for posterity. You know, because part of what really prompted us to start this program is that we observe that art teachers in Nigeria they are getting little attention, and many are getting out of, you know, being a teacher. They don't want to they don't want to teach art. They prefer, you know, being a studio artist, which is really telling on the coming generation. Like, secondary schools lack enough art jobs in Nigeria. Some schools don't even do art. So it's, we see that we can, you know, stand in gap and, you know, correct this before, you know, it gets worse. Because that's the power to, you know, affect creativity in the next generation. So we wish, you know, people will come on board to support this program. We appreciate the support our funders have given to us, and we want to be able to do more when we have more resources and more support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Enka. Absolutely. Funding is such a core part of being able to do more community-based work. And, you know, it can never go to waste. It's always useful and is always necessary. So I hope, hopefully through this platform as well, you know, there can be more awareness brought towards Yeka so that it can prosper.
Thank you so much to Mr. Yinka and to Chris for sharing Yeka with our audiences. Art is such an essential part of education, and we are thankful for the work that they do. As Mr. Yinka mentioned, endeavors such as this only work with the support of the community, so please check out the AAF website and social media platforms to find out how you can be of support and stay updated with Yeka's plans. Thanks again, and see you guys soon. Bye.